In this episode, we discover how Wahhabism has been able to spread its tentacles in the region so quickly and effectively. When the Wahhabis first took control of the Hejaz, they made up less than 1% of the world's Muslim population. In the early 1900s, before the appearance of oil export wealth, Wahhabism hardly had any appeal to Muslims across the world and was rejected by the large majority of Sunni scholars. The Saudi control of Mecca and Medina was the main reason which gave the Wahhabis an advantage in influencing Muslim culture and thought on a global level. Saudi Arabia has been an oil exporter since 1939, but it wasn't until the 1973 Israeli-Arab War and subsequent oil embargo that the Saudis greatly enhanced their wealth and stature, and in turn their ability to promote Wahhabism globally. With their newfound wealth, the kings of Saudi Arabia sought to replace the various nationalist and religious movements in the Muslim world with a unified worldwide Islamic thought under the creed of Wahhabism. It has been reported that when these Saudi imams arrived in Muslim countries of Asia and Africa, or in Muslim communities of Europe and the Americas, wearing their traditional Arabian robes, speaking the language of the Holy Quran, they had automatic credibility. In their propagation, they paid particular attention to the Muslims who had immigrated to the West, considering them a special target. In the 1980s, the Saudi kingdom's approximately 70 embassies around the world were equipped with a religious sector, whose job was to get new mosques built in their respective countries and to persuade existing mosques to propagate the dawah and invitation of Wahhabiyya. By the mid-80s, these extreme and rigid interpretations of Sunni Islam in the name of Salafism were able to achieve a dominant position and strength in the global expression of Islam. The push for the propagation of Wahhabism throughout the Muslim world was the largest worldwide propaganda campaign ever launched, and it was all funded by petroleum exports. One estimate provided is that during the reign of King Fahd, over $75 billion was spent in efforts to spread Wahhabi Islam. The money was used to establish 200 Islamic colleges, 210 Islamic centers, 1,500 mosques, and 2,000 schools for Muslim children and non-Muslim majority countries. These schools, which were fundamentalist in their outlook, formed an intricate network from Sudan to Pakistan and India. To this very day, they spend billions of dollars every year from their oil exports to spread their ideology around the globe. The Saudi government has also founded and funded a number of transnational organizations to spread their fundamentalist view in the name of Islam. These include the Muslim World League, the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, the International Islamic Relief Organization, and various royal charities. In addition to propagating their Wahhabi interpretation of Islam, these Arabian monarchs have assisted the spread of other strict and conservative interpretations of Sunni Islam, which shaped various organizations across the globe. While their alliances have not always been permanent, they all share a strong repulsion of Western influence and culture, an opposition to both Shia and Sufi Islam, and the promotion of armed jihad against all infidels, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Next, we discuss the tentacles of the enemies of Islam, the Taliban, Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, Medina University.